This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I apologize for the sound of my voice. I'm still recovering from a cold. A United Nations-sponsored ceasefire has begun in the war-torn and impoverished Gulf state of Yemen. There are already reports of ceasefire violations, however. A series of peace talks is set to start in Kuwait next week to try to put an end to a year-long war led by Saudi Arabia and backed by the United States. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch last week released a new report on the humanitarian situation in Yemen, calling out the United States for providing the weaponry used to fight the war. Specifically, HRW drew attention to the Saudi bombing of a crowded marketplace in Yemen on March 15th, in which nearly 100 civilians were killed, a quarter of them children. U.S. weapons were found at the scene. Joining me now is Priyanka Mottaparthy. She is the emergencies researcher with Human Rights Watch. Welcome to the show, Priyanka. Hi, thanks so much for joining us. Well, Priyanka, tell us about the specific bombing on March 15th. This war has been going on for just over a year. It's not the first time the Saudis have done this, but this particular attack, while I think it claimed to have killed about 10 Houthi rebel fighters, the vast majority were civilians, right?
That's true. What stands out about the bombing on March 15th is that of the airstrikes that we know about, this is really one of the deadliest incidents in terms of the number of civilians who died. As you mentioned, at least 97 civilians died in this airstrike. Human Rights Watch has documented airstrikes on 12 different marketplaces in Yemen throughout this year-long war. And this particular marketplace was hit by two airstrikes. They started at around noon, which is a time when a lot of people were going to the marketplace to either buy khat, which is a mild stimulant chewed. It's a plant that is a mild stimulant chewed by many people in Yemen. And that's the time that people generally go to the marketplace for that. Or they were going to buy household goods, vegetables, fruits, other household items. And so the market was very, very crowded when these two strikes hit the marketplace.
And so the Saudis hit this marketplace, assuming that they thought there were fighters among the civilians. I mean, you know, how do you hit a crowded marketplace? And you know, basically, you're going to kill civilians when you hit a marketplace. What was the justification given?
From what we have heard in the media, the spokesperson for the Saudi coalition, Brigadier General Ahmed al-Assiri, said that they had information this was a militia gathering place and that the Houthis deceived people by calling it a marketplace. But Human Rights Watch researchers, including myself, I personally visited the site, and it was absolutely a marketplace. There's no way that it was anything other than that. And even 2 weeks after the airstrike, people continue to use it as a marketplace. There's still goods being sold there. There's still people gathering there. So from Human Rights Watch's perspective, if you are going after Houthi fighters, even if you are targeting Houthi fighters, it is disproportionate and indiscriminate to carry out that strike in a crowded marketplace at a time when there are going to be so many civilians there.
And so Human Rights Watch researchers found evidence of U.S. bomb fragments. But we shouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, Saudi Arabia has been the biggest buyer of U.S. weapons for a while now. The Saudis have not actually actively themselves engaged in many wars. Yemen is one of the first where it's sort of leading a war effort. So we shouldn't be surprised that U.S. weapons would be found at a bomb site, right?
I think that's exactly right. And for both the U.S. as well as the U.K., which also sells a lot of weapons to Saudi Arabia, the Yemen war has been a time of reckoning. Before then, Saudi Arabia was a great purchaser. They would buy these expensive weapons in large quantities, and they would mostly sit unused in their warehouses, in their armories. But now that the Yemen war is happening, these weapons are very much in play. They're being used in numerous airstrikes, including ones where there are many civilian casualties. And that is why Human Rights Watch has actually called on countries, including the United States, as well as the United Kingdom and France, to stop arming Saudi Arabia until we can be assured that these indiscriminate airstrikes have stopped.
And I understand that the marketplace bombing is not that uncommon. Like over the past year, the Saudis have bombed multiple marketplaces, right?
Human Rights Watch has documented 12 marketplaces.
Wow.
Including one that happened just at the end of February, so just a few weeks before the one in March, that also killed dozens of civilians, according to local reports.
And so it clearly there is or seems to be a disregard for civilian life in this war. But there's another aspect to the war that I know Human Rights Watch has covered in other reports, and that is that the bombing has also led to a mass starvation in a country that was already the Gulf, Persian Gulf's most impoverished state, right?
Even before the war, Yemen had a number of problems. It had a high rate of malnutrition and was one of the most food insecure countries in the region. And the current war has only made that worse by, first of all, through the naval blockade, which has made it very difficult to get fuel and food supplies into the country. The other reason is that the high cost of fuel has affected all the prices of goods, and so food has become exponentially more expensive, and families can't afford to feed themselves and to feed their children the way that they used to be able to. And so Yemen is really facing a hunger crisis as well.
And so what are the prospects for peace? I mentioned that there is currently a ceasefire. The United Nations has been sort of struggling to get the Saudis to, you know, stop bombing, to come to the table. The president of Yemen, Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, the Yemeni president who is in Saudi Arabia in exile, has also been sort of playing a part in the discussions. Can you tell us whether this war that has been going on for more than a year now has any end in sight?
I think that we would all like to be hopeful about the prospects for the ceasefire talks that will be happening in the UAE. It's essential for Yemen's civilians that they get a break from this conflict. They've been living under a year of airstrikes, of fear, food insecurity, of high prices. Some cities in Yemen, like Taiz, have had mortar bombardment, have been very hard hit. And so it's imperative for the civilians of Yemen that they get a break from this war. It's just taking such a high toll on the civilian population. At the same time, I think the talks in Saudi Arabia have a number of challenges ahead of them. And one of them, not in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait. The talks in Kuwait have a number of challenges ahead of them, and one of them is that not all of the key parties to the conflict are going to be part of those talks. And so that is one challenge. Another challenge is, of course, getting to any kind of agreement. At this point, from the media, it looks like the Saudis are asking for quite a maximalist set of concessions from the Houthis and asking them to sort of give back, you know, to give up all their arms and to give up everything they gained during the course of the war. And so I think that will be quite a difficult position to hold.
And so if the situation is so intractable right now, what will become of the civilian population, in particular children? I mean, the photographs emerging from Yemen are horrific. I think the last time, you know, I remember seeing images like that was images of Ethiopia in the 1980s, you know, skeletal children with their ribs sticking out and hollowed eyes and sunken cheeks. And I'm talking about babies here. The world is not seeing these photographs. You have to sort of search them out. And when you see them, they're horrifying.
They are truly horrifying, and I think that Yemen's civilians really can't afford for this war to continue. As you say, these terrible photographs of children suffering from starvation, from malnutrition, they can't survive another year or another 6 months of this, and I think you'll only start to see more and more consequences, particularly on the children of Yemen. Schools have been, adversely, very adversely affected by the war. Some schools have been actually hit in airstrikes. Others of them have been next door to strikes that have happened, meaning that the children are too scared to continue going to school there. Their parents will pull them out of school. There are any number of displaced people in Yemen, people who've left their original homes because it's no longer safe to live there.
So, Priyanka, what about the fact that when you have situations like this, where very well-equipped countries with a lot of firepower and a lot of political backing are routinely targeting civilian-heavy areas like the Saudis have been, and through their actions, essentially indirectly causing the starvation of these civilians, shouldn't these be seen as war crimes?
I mean, certainly the denial of humanitarian aid is a war crime. However, we haven't seen that humanitarian aid is being denied per se. It's just very challenging for civilians to get it. There's the expense of them purchasing the food that they used to be able to receive. There is the challenge for humanitarian agencies working in the country. It's
And
very
hadn't the Saudis actually blocked aid shipments on certain occasions, at least, from coming in through the ports?
I have not heard of that happening, no.
And then what about the deliberate bombing of marketplaces where we know civilians are? I mean, the people who are going to the marketplace to shop for household goods aren't all fighters. In fact, probably most aren't.
Of the 3,200 civilians who have died in this war, more than 60% have been killed by airstrikes. So certainly Human Rights Watch would characterize airstrikes and the indiscriminate airstrikes, the indiscriminate bombings of homes, of roads, of factories, of crowded marketplaces. These airstrikes are the single biggest reason that civilians are dying in this war.
So, what exactly is Human Rights Watch calling for right now in Yemen? I mean, this is a war that's getting very little attention, even here in the United States, where our bombs are being used against civilians. What does Human Rights Watch want to see happen?
First of all, from the Saudi Arabian government, we've called on the government to cease indiscriminate bombings, to really take care and be precise in their airstrikes. We don't take a position on whether or not the war should happen, but what we do take a position on is that these airstrikes need to be precise and they need to focus on military targets. And we cannot continue to see the bombing of civilian objects like markets, like homes, like schools and factories. In terms of other governments that are part of the coalition or supporting the coalition, for example, the United States, the UK, France, we've called on them to actually stop sending arms, to stop selling arms to Saudi Arabia until the Saudi Arabian government ceases these indiscriminate bombings.
What about the Yemeni government in exile as well? I understand Human Rights Watch has contacted Hadi's government.
We have been in touch with the Houthi authorities in Sana'a, and we've also regularly done advocacy with all of the different parties to the conflict. And so what we're calling on that side of the war to do is, of course, to stop their own indiscriminate targeting. There have been indiscriminate mortar shells fired into civilian neighborhoods, particularly in Taiz. We've also seen in Taiz the confiscation of goods, of medicines and medical supplies, as well as groceries and food items. And so we're calling on them for them to stop these things. We're also calling on them to not place their military installations in civilian areas. There should not be Houthi bases or firing positions or barracks in schools, in homes, in residential areas where civilians could be the victims.
And give out a website where people can actually read the report itself or watch the video that Human Rights Watch put out about this particular marketplace bombing that we started talking about.
Of course, all our materials are available at www.hrw.org. We have a specific Yemen page where you can find all the materials that we've published on the conflict, including our report on the marketplace bombings in March and the video that we created to go alongside that.
And also, actually, one last question for you, Priyanka. You're in the United States, where I'm as well. and we have a major presidential election happening right now. Are you kind of shocked by the fact that Yemen has never come up, as far as I can tell, in a serious way in the debates? The media in the United States barely covers this. I don't know how much U.S. media coverage the Human Rights Watch report got, but do you feel like the world is kind of ignoring what's happening in Yemen?
I think it's very shocking how little attention the conflict in Yemen gets, not only because the U.S. is selling weapons to Saudi Arabia that are being used in these indiscriminate strikes, but also because the U.S. military is providing other types of support to the coalition, including having 45 military advisors who are in the operations rooms and providing refueling for Saudi planes. And so some of this support really makes the U.S. a party to the conflict and makes them responsible for the behavior of the Saudi-led forces.
So 45 U.S. military advisors advising the Saudis. The Saudis have bombed 12 marketplaces to date, the latest one of which happened a month ago, the worst one, killing nearly 100 civilians. The U.S. advisors who are advising the Saudis must be aware of this pattern of bombing civilian-heavy areas. So clearly there's some U.S. culpability here that isn't being discussed in the media, and that's a real pity.
What CENTCOM has said in response to a report is that they leave the final targeting decisions to the Saudis. But we think that given the way this war has been conducted, there's really responsibility on the U.S. government to really press the Saudis for better targeting and more transparency for when these airstrikes go wrong and so many civilians are killed.
Well, thank you again, Priyanka, so much for joining us. We'll post a link to Human Rights Watch's website, hrw.org, from our site later today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sonali.
Priyanka Mottaparthi is the emergencies researcher with Human Rights Watch. We'll also post a link on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, where you can download the entire report and watch the video that Human Rights Watch created to discuss the bombing in middle of March in Yemen. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.